Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ FM here in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon Janes, bringing you your local news for Thursday, April 28th, 2022. The sun rose at 5:54 a.m. this morning and will set at 8:19 this evening. Can you believe that? We're already getting past 8 p.m. with our sunsets. Seems so recent that we were in the short, dark days of winter. This morning there were sun breaks in the overcast once again, but local weather patterns this week have been a bit of a repeating cycle. High temperatures just scraping the low 50s, threatening clouds, producing short bursts of rain, and then fleeting flashes of sunshine that feel oh so good. This pattern is predicted to hold for the next 5 to 7 days, and you'll want to get outside today and tomorrow if you can, as this weekend, Saturday especially, looks to be quite showery. Fishery managers with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife announced a May 1st, 2022 opener for spring Chinook fishing on the Solduck and Quileute Rivers. James Losey, fish program manager for WDFW's Coastal Region, said, "We recognize that anglers have been anticipating fishing for spring Chinook in the coastal region, and we are looking forward to getting folks back out on the water. The Quileute and Solduck Rivers will open for the following dates and locations. May 1st through August 31st, 2022, Quileute River from the park boundary upstream to the confluence of Solduck and Bogashiel Rivers, and the Solduck River from the mouth to the concrete pump station at the hatchery. Daily limit is 4 salmon, only 2 of which can be adults. Only 1 single-point barbless hook is allowed. As always, anglers should review the rules for the waters they plan to fish in the Washington Sport Fishing Rules pamphlet, as well as any emergency rule changes available at fortress.wa.gov. Shellfish managers with the WDFW confirmed Friday that the final round of razor clam digging can proceed as planned from April 29th to May 7th to wrap up a very memorable season. As we enter the home stretch of the 2021-22 recreational razor clam season, it's quite clear that this will go down as one of the best on record, said Dan Ayers, the WDFW coastal shellfish manager. Looking to the future, the cooler, productive ocean conditions we are experiencing now may be a good indicator for another great season starting this fall. A total of 432,380 diggers from September 17th to April 21st have taken home more than 7.1 million razor clams. On all open beaches, Long Beach, Twin Harbors, Moke Rocks, and Copalis, the daily limit from April 29th through May 7th is 20 clams instead of the usual 15. Digging is allowed during low tide from 12 a.m. to 11:59 a.m. only. Details on the razor clam season can be found at wdfw.wa.gov/razorclams. The Victorian Heritage Festival is happening this Friday through Sunday in Port Townsend, and you can find a complete list of the many historical-themed activities planned for the weekend on the festival's website, porttownsendvictorianfestival.org. There will be walking tours, home tours, special presentations at local museums, and guided tours of the secret histories of Port Townsend in the Victorian era. This is Port Townsend's first festival of the season and is presented by the Port Townsend Heritage Association. Tickets for all events can be found online until 10 p.m. this evening, and day-of tickets can be purchased Friday through Sunday at the Cotton Building at 607 Water Street. Another upcoming event series, promising to analyze a different set of historical perspectives and eras, will be History Hikes, presented by the North Olympic History Center. The first hike will take place on May 21st, and the series will continue with hikes in June, as well as September and October. Participants will join North Olympic History Executive Director David Bronwell for guided hikes at historically significant sites around East Jefferson County. Groups will explore evidence of the many layers of history, from Sklallam and Chimicum sites to the Irondale Steel Plant and the United States military installations. David Bronwell was designated as Jamestown's Tribal Historic Preservation Officer by Tribal Council in 2018. In the fall of 2021, he became Executive Director of the North Olympic History Center. For information on locations, cost, and how to register, visit www.jchsmuseum.org. Jefferson County Public Health reported 18 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 3,433. There are currently 77 active cases in isolation, and 1 Jefferson County resident is currently hospitalized. That's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.